Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to this April 19th edition of At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today we'll hear music on a variety of organs from around the world. We're going to start our show in the Netherlands at the Breplein Kerk in Rotterdam, also known as the Anne Frank House. From 1943 to 1945, the church provided sanctuary for three Jewish families in a room built next to the organ. In 2011, the mayor of Rotterdam had a plaque installed in the church commemorating this event. The organ was built in 1931 by Messrs. Van Leeuwen from Leiderdorp, undergoing renovations in 1965 and 1987. In 2009, the organ was converted into a hybrid. The original pipe organ is still there, but now includes digital voicing from an Unico system. Martin Manns composed this selection, Cantabile, als ich im Gedanken stehe, which could be translated as When I Stand in Mind. Martin is a composer and organist, currently serving as organist at Breplein Kerk in Rotterdam. Our organist is Cor van Esch, organist in the Netherlands. He worked as organist at a Catholic church, OLV Hemelvaart in Hampstead, from 1981 until he retired in 2009.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. Cor von Esch was the organist for the last selection we played. He's also organist for this next one, this time performing on the pipe organ at the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela in Spain. In 1994, von Esch and his wife Inga made the pilgrimage to the cathedral. After the tour, he decided he would like to give a performance there. So in 1995, he returned and his wife Inga recorded the program. The organ was not in great shape at that time. Until 1947, there were actually two organs, one on either side of the nave. In 1947, it was merged into one instrument with two consoles. In 1977, the Massioni Company of Italy restored the organ. Some of the pipes on the organ are from the original organ from the 1700s. There's a cornetist stop with five ranks of pipes dating from the 1780s. The organ has three manuals and more than 1,100 pipes, and the Massioni Organ Company just completed a new renovation of the organ last year. Now, von Esch recorded this on Ascension Thursday, May 25, 1995. Good morning, by John Stanley. This is the Trio Sonata in B minor.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ.
Speaking of the Massioni Organ Company, they're also the builders of their 2004 Opus 1165 organ at St. Mary's Cathedral in Tokyo. Now, the original cathedral was a wooden Gothic structure, but it was destroyed during World War II. With the help of the Diocese of Cologne, Germany, a new and unusual cathedral was built from 1960 to 1964. It's a huge church in the shape of a cross. It's steel concrete covered by stainless steel. Architect Tange Kenzo designed the church. Italian organist Lorenzo Ghelmi recorded this selection on the organ at the cathedral, composed by Bernardo Paschini, the Toccata con lo scherzo del cuco. You're listening to At the Organ. Our next performance is not recorded in a church or a town hall or concert hall. The organ is in a private residence belonging to Kelvin Smith. In 1993, Smith bought a 10-rank Mohler organ and first stored it in a garage. Since then, he has designed and built a new home with the organ in mind in Paris, Idaho. He built a special room for the organ. It's over 500 square feet for the pipe chambers and over 600 square feet of open listening space. The ceiling is 30 feet high at its peak. The room was acoustically designed to serve as a soundboard for the organ. In fact, the organ is still a work in progress with more additions and updates planned. In the meantime, here is what the organ sounds like. Composed by Camille Saint-Saëns, this is Fantasia in E-flat major, Kelvin Smith at the organ.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. We have time for one more selection. Nina de Sol is resident organist at the Churches of Our Lady of the Rosary and St. Teresa of the Child Jesus, both in Montreal, and co-titular organist at the Church of St. Matthew in Montreal. In 2009, she transcribed for organ the 13th movement of Camille Saint-Saëns' The Carnival of the Animals, known as Le Cygne, or The Swan. It was originally composed for cello. Now, this is the only movement from the Carnival of the Animals that Camille Saint-Saëns allowed to be played in public during his lifetime. He thought the remaining movements were too frivolous and would damage his reputation as a serious composer. The church's Casavant organ was blessed April 7, 1921. In 2001, it was restored and 85 horizontal trumpets were added. The organ has a four-manual console, pedal board, 65 stops, and 4,444 pipes. In the summer, you can enjoy the church's Wednesday lunchtime concerts on the organ. This is Nina de Sol on the organ with Camille Saint-Saëns' Le Cygne, The Swan. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.